First of all, I think maybe it is the lack of information. If you have noticed now, the response internationally, as far as issues of South Sudan are concerned, the pressure is not as it used to be. That's why me, as Foreign Affairs, has been visiting. Look at the 4 days I visited United Kingdom, which made a lot of impact. Condemnations are now coming out, and in fact, enormous support for the government of the Republic of South Sudan. I don't think that was an assessment made out of proper information. We have done a lot in the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, and I think the contacts we have initiated, both bilateral and multilateral, are so enormous. The Crisis Management Committee is doing their own. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs is on a diplomatic offensive, if I speak to you now. I just came back from the heads of state meeting of the corridor, which was attended by six countries. They came out with a condemnation. You have seen the African Union, of course, the IGAD meetings, the sideline meetings which were held in Addis Ababa were enormous, and the government of the Republic of South Sudan was there, led by the Vice President of the Republic, and it was an outright rejection of any constitutional change of an elected democratic government through the use of force. We have many countries that have sent in letters of support, which if I tell you, from Europe, from America, from Latin America, from Asia, all these countries, this can indicate that the foreign ministry is working as much as do. What is the problem? You see, our people think that anything done by foreign affairs, they should know it. This is impossible. There is no way where any activity we do here can be known, because some of them are between the states. And these things are done. It is only possible when one briefs them once in a time, the parliament can call if they want to find out. It's not to say that they are doing little. No, we are doing enormous work. And if you notice, I have not been here most of the time. I'm not on holidays. I've been working without a break, without Saturday, without Sunday, in order with our teams, in order to explain, convince the people what is the way forward for peace, what is the cause of all this. We have to convince others so that they can come and support us in the international fora. And we are beginning to feel it in the Ministry of Foreign Affairs here that it is working. Now, on the issue of human rights, of course, any civilized government, what it can do when human rights issues come out is like what the president has done. He has formed an investigation committee led by a very highly qualified judge, the former Chief Justice of this country, with membership of well-to-do across the whole country of South Sudan. They will investigate all cases of human rights abuses, and those who will be found to have committed those human rights abuses will be held accountable. That is the way to go about it. For those human rights abuses which are being done outside the government, they are also being actually documented. And in fact, it is the duty of the mediators, the IGAD countries, as well as the United Nations and everybody else, including the African Union, in fact, to hold accountable former Vice President Dr. Riek with his group, because those areas are supposed to be under his command. And if human rights are being abused there, I'm sure the IGAD countries, who also are in touch with him, will ask him as to what he's doing about the human rights abuses in those places. But still, when peace process is done, and people of South Sudan reconcile, these are some of the things which will need our responsibility, all of us, in order to build this country as a united country. But I must also tell you also that the investigation committee that is formed, in order to have its credibility strong, if there is any need for them to need a support, they will get support from IGAD countries and from the African Union in order to help investigations of all human rights abuses, so that credibility and confidence is built within this investigation team, so that it is not said it is only the government which is doing this. Some people may not be convinced about the government alone, but the presence of the African Union, the presence of the IGAD countries, being a part of this investigation, I think will indeed resolve that issue. Yes, we have seen the human rights report. We are studying it, and we will actually, as member of the United Nations, we are obliged to respond to it, and that we are already doing. We have got our lawyers here in the ministry. They will look at those. They will respond to it. They will give it to our Minister of Justice. We'll look at it. They will respond to it. We will look to our the chairperson of Human Rights. We'll also look at it. We will table all this report, and we will send it to the United Nations. The way we see any accusations they made, we will reply it also through the official channels that they have given. But I can assure you, we are handling it.